Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
CCO live on location, drive time at Target Field. It's Jason. Dan is here. Derek Falvey will join us in just a couple of minutes, talk about the Twins, talk about, a tough weekend out here at the ballpark, but a nice homestand coming up. We are discussing what the U.S. should do next when it comes to Iran and what led to this situation. I wanted to get some insight from really one of the experts when it comes to nuclear proliferation, international and geopolitical politics. And so we bring in our next guest. Dr. Mark Bell is a professor of political science at the University of Minnesota. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Bell, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't we start with the history of Iran and getting nuclear weapons? Because when I think of Iran, I think of oil and gas, and they are incredibly powerful in the world because they have what we all want. So why so important for their regime to get nuclear weapons?
Well, I think there's a long history here. As you say, Iran is very rich in energy, and energy is something that can make Iran financially wealthy. But in terms of Iran's defense, right, and Iran's ability to protect itself, I think at least one reason why Iran might want nuclear weapons, or certain Iranian elites might want nuclear weapons, is that, you know, if you're an adversary of the United States, you want to be able to stop the United States from attacking you, right? You look right. at what happened to other non-nuclear adversaries of sort of powerful nuclear-armed states, right? Saddam Hussein in Iraq, Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, neither of whom had nuclear weapons, both of whom ended up dead, right? Or if you're Ukraine being invaded by Russia. And if you compare that to Kim Jong-un in North Korea, who succeeded in getting nuclear weapons, got multiple meetings on equal terms with Donald Trump during his first term as a result, right? If you're a country that's much weaker than the United States or Israel or Russia militarily, you might reasonably think that nuclear weapons would be an important capability that might allow you to deter those states from attacking you. So that's at least one reason why nuclear weapons might be an attractive thing for a country like Iran to try to acquire.
Dr. Mark Bell is with us from the University of Minnesota. So obviously we've known this has been a risk and a challenge for many years. Why have no other presidents before Donald Trump launched an attack like this? Because they've considered it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the basic reason is previous presidents have been cautious because it was never totally clear, and it still isn't, frankly, totally clear, that there's a military solution to this issue, right? Today, you know, the United States has deployed over the weekend some of its most sophisticated, potent military capabilities, but it still seems, based on things that U.S. officials have been saying over the weekend since the bombing, right, the United States now, for example, doesn't really know where Iran's enriched uranium is, right? And Iran has enough uranium to build a number of nuclear weapons if it's enriched slightly further. So, you know, yes, the United States and Israel can do significant damage to Iran's nuclear facilities. Though even there, we don't know yet how much damage has really been done, especially to the parts of the Fordo facilities that are sort of deep underground. But it may well end up being that Iran is still very close to having the materials they need to build multiple nuclear weapons. And of course, attacking them may well increase their motivation to take that final step, to withdraw from the Non-Proliferation Treaty, kick out international inspectors. And then there'll be much less sort of international visibility into what they're doing. So I think, you know, past presidents have been hesitant to take that step precisely because you might be able to have these like tactical successes, but you might not actually ultimately succeed in achieving the broader strategic goal of preventing Iran acquiring nuclear weapons.
Just within the last couple of minutes, the AP reported that Qatar says Iran fired 19 missiles at the U.S. airbase, one hit, but caused no casualties. So that's sort of the latest, as I always say, in these initial announcements, you never quite know what to believe because everyone is putting on a show. And that does sort of go to my final question for you. When you look at the response from Iran, you know, whether it's 19 missiles or 10 missiles, whatever the number is, the fact that they launched against this airbase in Qatar, which does have symbolic importance for sure, when you look at the history of the sort of the Iraq war, and that was really a launching point for all of this. You know, is your suspicion that this was to save face with the Iranian people to say, like, we are still fighting this out, despite the fact that they've really gotten a butt whipping over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think, you know, the word you use, symbolic, right? I think this is exactly that, right? I think this is about a sort of restrained, symbolic from Iran as you could kind of reasonably hope for, right? I think, you know, I'd be surprised if the U.S. views it, and certainly the statement that Donald Trump just put out a few moments ago would suggest that, right? But the U.S. Is going to view this as a very restrained response and probably is not going to escalate this further. But of course, this is still only the kind of the start of a process, right? Iran has plenty of other cards it can still play, including, as I mentioned before, potentially withdrawing from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, just as North Korea did back in 2003, before North Korea took those kind of final steps towards assembling its first nuclear weapons. And so even if I think as if the conflict sort of dies down a bit now in terms of at least the UN-Iran aspect of it, the US, you know, the Iran-Israel aspect may continue, I think this is very unlikely to sort of be the end of this story.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what a lot of us fear, right? You understand this idea of saying, okay, internationally, we know that Iran was developing that nuclear capability. And as a, you know, you either have to do something about it or not, right? I mean, that is sort of the reality.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's not clear totally that what you can do about it militarily is going to necessarily have the goal, achieve the goals you might want, right? And you may set back Iran's capabilities in certain ways, although, again, we still don't know exactly where all the enriched uranium is. We don't know how many centrifuges Iran still has. We don't know about undeclared facilities, potentially, that Iran may have. But you may sort of degrade those capabilities, but if you increase their motivation to acquire nuclear weapons, you may end up in a situation where actually the end result is sort of counterproductive strategically, even if it's been a significant tactical success.
Really good information, really good insight, so helpful, Dr. Mark Bell. And it is deja vu. You've been studying this for a long time, but for Americans, we've sort of, I think many of us have tapped out on, having to think about an Ayatollah or thinking about Iran or thinking about that. You know, we think about that part of the world largely over the last several years in the context of the Palestinians and the Israelis, and this is just a reminder of how volatile that part of the world is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Dr. Bell, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Mark Bell, professor of political science at the University of Minnesota. CBS will be on it. We'll have updates for you throughout the show, and your thoughts and feedback always welcome. You can text us anytime. It's 651-461-9226.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.